News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we got so much going on right now on the national front. I mean, one of the things that's most interesting to me is watching the fact that Biden's numbers are still continuing to crater. I mean, it's like he cannot seem to recover from his inability to recover, if you know what I mean. And all said and done, it is getting deeper and deeper as the Biden administration continues to see its numbers plummet in actual polls. It's gotten so bad, though, by the way, that the Democrats are beginning to point it out. Democrats are beginning to say, hey, yeah, this is looking really bad right now. And by the way, y'all, keep your eyes on Virginia. Tonight, yes, tonight, is the eve of tomorrow's election. Tomorrow's the day when we're going to find out whether or not there is indeed a bellwether opportunity for Republicans to show that that Democrats do not have it going on this year. That literally, it's very likely that we're going to wind up seeing a complete change in terms of the ability of Biden to carry someone across the finish line. Because if you remember just a few days ago, President Biden himself, and just before that, it was former President Obama, went down there and campaigned for gubernatorial candidate in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, who's a longtime Democrat operative, a Clinton guy, got a pretty checkered past. And then on top of that, he's got a difficult past. There have been some controversies, but he's also seemed to survive them. He has that sort of Teflon Clinton ability to survive scandals. But then on top of that, he's just absolutely 100% a dyed-in-the-wool liberal Democrat running against a guy by the name of Glenn Youngkin, who is a staunch conservative. And they have had some polar opposite views. And there have been some ridiculous things that have happened in the past few days. Did you see the thing that happened last week? First of all, let's be clear. The Lincoln Project are not Republicans. They are not. They are anti-Trumpers, and they are there to be spoilers to the extent that they can. They have no other purpose in life except to feel bad about Trump and therefore go after him in any capacity. And so for whatever reason, they've decided to target Glenn Youngkin. So these guys that call themselves the Lincoln Project, they call themselves Republicans. No, they're not Republicans. They're more like Democrats. They're just never Trumpers. It's almost like that's their party. We run on the never Trump party. It is weird. It's very weird. So all said and done, they did this thing the other day, and they came out and admitted it because they got busted. They sent like five or six college students over there to pose as white supremacists, pretending they were there to campaign for the Republican Youngkin. Did you hear about this? If you didn't, check it out. It made national news. So they had these guys standing there appearing to be white supremacists. Never mind the fact that one of them was black. But nonetheless, they posed as white supremacists, trying to imply that white supremacists are supportive of the Republican candidate. It was such hogwash. It was also just considered like sleazy and lowlife. And they admitted they did it because they are still of the belief that Trump in some way supports racism, which has been debunked so many times. I mean, it's such a worthless, worthless argument. It's a cattle call for Democrats to say that. And so Terry McAuliffe has the benefit of the so-called Republican Lincoln Project out there doing all this stuff. All right, that's an aside. I just chased a rabbit. But what I'm trying to say, though, is Biden himself is really facing some issues and literally facing the opportunity here to see his numbers crater to the point that they cannot recover. Well, it's because people are tired of the way the Biden administration has been running things. It's really getting... Copper, go ahead and get clip one ready. I'm sorry I didn't tell you that before. Go ahead and get clip one ready, and let me know when you got it. And this clip one we're going to hear in a minute is Bill Bennett literally saying that he's known Joe Biden for many years, considered him a friend in the past, worked with him when he could, but that he's a totalitarian, and people are just fed up with it. And so, Copper, is that an okay for me, or is that just an okay you're getting it ready? I see the board. Ah, okay, you're getting there. Not ready. Okay, I get it. While you're doing that, I will tell you this. I've got a story right here from CNN. CNN? Phil, you went to CNN? Yes, I did. CNN is reporting right now that Republicans are, in fact, poised for gains in 2022, regardless of who wins in Virginia tomorrow. So it's going to be funny to watch The political world eagerly awaits, says CNN, a story that came out yesterday, from Tuesday's Virginia gubernatorial race, but they won't yield much information about 2022. They go on to say, yes, Youngkin's run a strong race. Yes, it's a Democrat trending state, generally speaking, but they concede a Youngkin victory would be no surprise. And then he goes on to say, Republicans nationally are poised for gains in next year's midterm elections. Democrats stand to lose control of Congress. You telling me the clip's frozen up, Copper? You just grab the microphone and tell me. It's all right. Reloading. She's reloading. Copper's reloading. Nothing's happening. Oh, dadgummit. Well, you spend all this time getting your clips ready, and then the computers don't want to cooperate. But nonetheless, we'll get that one later, Copper, if we can. You keep trying. But the bottom line is this, folks. Even CNN's reporting that they are poised to lose the House and potentially the Senate in 2022. Sitting on this news cycle right now, though, what's kind of funny is when you see people like Chuck Todd. Yeah. Chuck Todd, new NBC poll, looking at a story that I found on Red State. Red State is reporting that even Chuck Todd himself, who, by the way, Chuck Todd is a panderer. He pretends he's news. He's really opinion, all right? I don't pretend. I am opinion. Solid conservative and just plain right, right? So the bottom line is this. Chuck Todd, though, is seeing a new NBC poll that just came out, and he is calling it scary for Biden and the Democrats. You got to know that was hard for him to say. It was just tough. And yet, here it is. The poll is this. Chuck Todd says Americans appear to have lost confidence and optimism for the country. No kidding. It's an earth-shattering moment here for him to be able to say that. The numbers for Biden were terrible. Here's the numbers. Are you ready for this? This is an NBC poll, by the way. NBC does not poll conservative if they can help it. NBC came out with this poll, and what could they do? They got to deal with it. 42% approve of his job performance. Only 42%. More than half, 54%, disapprove. A 54% disapproval of job performance. Keep in mind, in August, so what, 60 days ago, in August, he was at 49%. That's a crazy drop, all right? In polling world, that's a crazy drop. It goes on to say, too, then perhaps worst for Biden personally is only 37% believe he can handle a crisis. What does that tell you? 47% believe he's not able. Only 37% believe he can handle a crisis. 47% of the people polled believe he is not capable of handling a crisis. Well, is it any wonder? I mean, I'm looking at a story right now on Fox News that it shows President Biden falling asleep during the climate summit that he's at. He's literally sitting there with his arms crossed, his mask on, probably inhaling too much carbon dioxide or monoxide, and just falling asleep. Now, do you blame him? Because they're probably boring speeches all saying the same thing. But nonetheless, you know how it is when you're tired, you got jet lag, and oh, by the way, you're 78 years old and you already struggle with some health issues anyway, and he's over there. But that's the President of the United States falling asleep in a public forum. That is not good for us. No wonder you see polls things saying like 47% think he's not even able to handle a crisis. Oh my gosh, I didn't see this one. Only 37% think he's competent. That's rough. An NBC poll saying that only 37% of those polled believe he's competent. 50% of those polled say he is not competent. A little bit of swag in there for the undecideds. But what that's saying is half of the people polled think that he's not even competent to do the job. Almost half think he's not capable of handling a crisis. These are awful, awful polls. I mean, can you imagine? You'd think he's fresh off the campaign trail, y'all. In political world, he's barely gotten started. He's still supposed to be in the honeymoon. The first year is supposed to be the honeymoon where you can almost do no wrong in politics. No. He's doing everything wrong. Think about it. Prices at the grocery store. Think about it. Afghanistan. The military crisis. The vaccine mandate. The supply chain. Inflation. Energy dependence again. Cost of gas going up. can't get the folks in the ports and all those places to go back to work. Basic services cost more. They're looking at taxing you more in the spending bill they're trying to get passed desperately. Democrats are fighting among themselves over trillions of dollars in nothing but social waste. And it's all coming through the Biden administration. So it goes on. Interesting thing was, in this same poll, and then I'll kind of wind this up, but in this same poll, crazy here, but in this poll where you had, it was bipartisan polling, they did, though, poll pretty strongly that Republicans, it was Republicans that all those surveyed thought would do a better job by double digits. That's crazy. When you're polling Republicans and Democrats, and the general mood is Republicans would do a better job, I mean, literally, better job on the border? Yes. Better job on inflation? Yes. Better job on crime? Yes. National security? Yes. Being effective at getting things done? Yes. So Chuck Todd from NBC, or excuse me, where is he from? NBC calls that shocking. And yes, it is. Folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back from that, maybe we can get a clip working. I know we got some jam-ups there on the computer, but we'll get those working if we can. But I got one more story from The Guardian that I'm going to touch on that really sort of sets a tone on this too. Joe Biden himself dismissing his bad polling as he falls asleep at the climate summit. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, hey, listen, we got a few minutes for the top of the hour. I will tell you this. I'm going to finish up this section right now. Number two in the triple dipper for the day after I did the Montgomery update was the fact that Biden is cratering, continues to crater, and his policies are not hitting the mark anywhere, and I'm actually okay with that, if you know what I mean. I mean, I got no issue. All right, but at the top of the hour, by the way, after the news break coming up at 4 o'clock, right after that, we got a friend of mine, a guy named Mike Perkins, who's been on the show here before. He's a national consultant, an attorney dealing with HR law. He is all over the place right now, seeing the vaccine mandate issues and the things that it creates becoming one of the hot-button issues everywhere he goes. It's not just here in Alabama, of course. It's everywhere. And it's amazing to watch what's happening to businesses around the nation. We'll get his perspective on that, to include some new regulatory guidance that's just coming out from the federal government, which almost would seem to indicate that they don't care what states do. Well, I got news. The 10th Amendment says that we can care what states do. But going back to the issue at hand right now, finishing up number two on the triple dipper, is Biden cratering? Well, yes, he is. So, you know, one of the things that's happened here, I mentioned to you that his policies are just not hitting it. And just even yesterday, you know, in Illinois, I'm looking at a story right now on Fox. In Illinois, a story that broke just 2 hours ago, an Illinois judge has granted a restraining order blocking the vaccine mandates for employees of Chicago and siding with the Chicago Police Union. So when I told you earlier that our attorney general has now filed suit in U.S. District Court in Georgia, joining with about nine other states, alongside three other lawsuits that have been filed similarly by almost half of the states in the nation. All said and done, I told you earlier on that one of the things that I believed is very likely is that at the very least one of those states or courts, and I wouldn't be surprised if all of them, doesn't grant injunctive relief, what's called a preliminary injunction, to maintain the status quo during the pendency of the case itself. And that's going to be an important piece. And so as groups like United Launch Alliance and others are rushing forward on their mandates and literally getting rid of their people well ahead of the government-imposed mandated deadlines, they could have waited because legal action was certain to come. Well, it's here now. I believe that we're going to wind up seeing an injunction. I would not be a bit surprised to find that a motion hasn't already been filed requesting an emergency hearing and getting in there as quick as possible, asking the courts to enjoin any further activity by the federal government to mandate, to limit federal funds, to require the dismissal of employees, to talk about the inexorable bad things that are going to happen to our economy if people begin losing their jobs, especially right at the holidays. I mean, for the love, right at the holidays. So Biden's stuff is cratering everywhere. Well, here we are. I'm looking at an article right now. It came off The Guardian. I pulled this one off of The Guardian just this morning. Joe Biden dismisses his own bad polling. He just yeah, whatever. Now, I, on the one hand, I get it. As a former state senator, just at my level of politics, I used to say I didn't get elected to get reelected. You have to move forward. You can't always stick your finger in the air and measure the wins. But nonetheless, what his polling is doing to him, though, it is cratering confidence. That's one of the reasons why he can't get anything done with his own Democrat Party, because their inability to see him as someone they want to tie themselves to. He is an anchor right now as opposed to a parachute. He is literally dragging them down as opposed to, you know, helping them to have soft landings. And so here we are in The Guardian, an NBC News poll, the same one that I just showed you or told you about, says that 54% of U.S. adults disapproved of his performance, down 6 points from August. 6 points from August. And here he is in the middle of record inflation, in the middle of foreign policy crises, in the middle of vaccine mandates, destroying economic confidence and causing great social unrest, in the midst of multiple states filing suit against his administration, in the midst of businesses shutting down because they can't get their supplies necessary for the supply chain, in the midst of energy independence being gone, in the midst of gas prices going up, all of it. He's at a climate summit. He's at the climate summit right now in Scotland with the G20, talking about how the climate is the most important thing they've got to deal with. And he goes on and says, I didn't run to determine how well I'm going to do in the polls. I ran to make sure that I follow through on what I said I would do. He just goes on to say, I believe we'll pass my Build Back Better plan. Well, maybe a version of it, but it won't be the one you wanted, and I'm hoping they don't pass any of it. He says, I believe we'll pass the infrastructure bill. And combined, they have $900 billion in dealing with climate resilience. See, he went right back to climate again. That's the existential threat as far as he's concerned. That's The Guardian reporting. But as I wrap up this segment, too, I'll just tell you, I'm looking at one from the Washington Examiner. And the Washington Examiner has a story that says it's not just that NBC poll. ABC News has got one that shows that he ranks extremely low on the ability to control gun violence, on his inability to properly handle Afghanistan, on the debacle at the U.S.-Mexico border. And while he does receive high marks from Democrats on climate change, okay, his approval among Democrats has fallen steeply on all of the other issues that were polled. That's a Real Clear Politics and a 538 presidential approval tracker. So, folks, I give you that just to say what is happening right now is, at the very least, I will say this. They are attempting to do far more than anything that we would have ever anticipated. Because he said he was a moderate, remember? But the progressive wing of the Democrat Party is certainly in charge, and their overreach has been magnanimous. But what we're seeing right now is they are in disarray. And I'm good with that. Because them being in disarray gives us an opportunity to get our litigation in place, our state legislation in place, and move ourselves towards 2022, where hopefully we can see conservatives running for office, like the ones who've been coming on the show that are running for House District 5. I'm just telling you, folks, we've got to get to 2022. And everything we can do right now to stall this radical agenda is going to be necessary. And luckily, the man at the top is falling asleep at a summit, and his polls are in the tank. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back to dissect things from an HR perspective about what's happening with vaccine mandates. See you in a minute.